Greenwich Village in the 60s is the focus of the new tribute CD, Bleecker Street. It features the songs of such folk rock originators as Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen, reinterpreted by Marshall Crenshaw, Loudon Wainwright, Chrissie Hynde, and others. Music critic Milo Miles has a review.
Rolling in of the East River bank like a shroud. It covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep.
Here's a sharp idea. Take a batch of current musicians known for their vivid songwriting and turn them loose on the best material done 30-odd years ago as folk was turning into folk rock. Back then, Bob Dylan had moved from reverent roots music imitations to more poetic, urban, and modern visions. A community of performers centered around Lower Manhattan was knocked out by his move and began painting in brighter, wilder colors themselves. Of course, the sweet ideals and romantic fancies of that era are long gone, and that's not all that's changed. Nearly all the performers here have rock and roll associations, though none suffer from fear of folk music.
Crimson flames tied through my ears, rolling high in mighty traps. I pounce with fire on flaming roads, using ideas as my maps. Said I, proud with heated brow. Oh, but I was so much older than I'm younger than that now.
Marshall Crenshaw does Dylan's My Back Pages. Jonathan Brooke does Simon and Garfunkel's anthem, Bleecker Street. Chrissie Hynde does Tim Buckley's Morning Glory, and so forth. Some combinations are strange. Nobody would have called Suzanne Vega and John Cale a natural singing duo, but they cover a Leonard Cohen song, and people never thought he could make it as a vocalist. And the voices are surprisingly at least as rich and resonant as their models.
No use crying, talking to a stranger, naming the sorrow you've seen. Too many bad times, too many sad. Somehow you could pack up your sorrows and give them all to me. You would lose them, I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
What the original Greenwich Village folky crowd had that cannot be improved is plain old-fashioned smarts. Their best tunes were literate without being literary, cultured without being academic. The clarity, wit, and forceful language of songs like Pack Up Your Sorrows, Everybody's Talkin', and Thirsty Boots make them plain exciting to hear, whether they refer to personal or public upheavals. I'm not going to fall into the trap of saying they don't write them like this anymore. I will say it's delightful that the modern musicians who honor these oldies have the sensitivity to make the most of them without protective irony. If the hearty optimism of, say, Dino Valenti's Let's Get Together has grown pale and tattered, there's no reason to be bitter. It's still a fine tune.
Milo Miles is the editor of Rock.com. He reviewed Bleecker Street, Greenwich Village in the 60s. This is Fresh Air.